teach thousands of kids every year. The PE coaches, I should say, teach thousands of kids every year in the Fayetteville area. Not only the rules and procedures for driving a bicycle, but they get to practice hands-on. They work on bicycle maintenance and adjusting. They empower the kids to be able to drive their bicycle safely in heavy traffic, which is what it is when you get 40 kids on a drills course working together to make various driving maneuvers on their bicycles. So we feel that education is a foundation of our emphasis, and then encouragement is so important. There's so many would-be cyclists out there, and those who have made the leap become some of the most dedicated activists you'll meet because it's a life-changing experience. Adults have always been scared of it. It's a natural tendency. As we age, I guess we gain inhibition to things we aren't accustomed to. And from most conversations I've had with cyclists, it was not a part of their upbringing, a class in bicycling or any kind of instruction in rules of the road. In fact, many of them were told to ride the wrong way, which...
Well, those are the rules for walking.
Right. We're all told that as pedestrians walk towards traffic so you can see what's coming. But as a cyclist, that is a major cause of accidents. Because it's so uncomfortable at first... Because the motor sounds are coming from behind where we can't see what's happening, a lot of encouragement is required in the beginning to help a person get onto wheels. So we do a lot of group rides and urban rides and family rides and then those that are making the steps to get on their bike and learning how to do it. We offer things like... Daniel Dean has been working with the Bicycle Coalition of the Ozarks to incorporate bike benefits into our community, and we hope to spread it all over northwest Arkansas, and a lot of businesses are hopping on board, and a cyclist can purchase a sticker at any of the participating businesses and get a discount equivalent to about 10% at the business when they patronize them. So one of our biggest efforts to encourage bicycling is a... Bike to Work Week, which we participate with along with the League of American Bicyclists. It's a nationally recognized week, the third week of Bike Month, which is
May next month.
Coming up. It's a great time to think about bicycling. The weather is often very favorable. And the third week of May, we offer a incentive encouragement activity called the Bicycle Commuter Challenge. May 13th through 19th, we celebrate the Sunday through Saturday inclusive on account of some people are working at weekend jobs and restaurants and things. So May 13th through 19th, anyone who rides their bicycle to their work, anyone who commutes to their job can enter at the BCO's website for a chance to win, and chances will increase if they get coworkers to ride also and enter, because we award prizes to the businesses with the highest percentage of bicycle commuters, and the prizes are fantastic.
Well, it's spring. I mean, it's a beautiful morning. You can get outside before you have to be in your stuffy office all day.
And
get your workout in before you go, and
a lot of people are stuck in stuffy offices all day.
Yeah. Well, for me, I live about 3 miles from the Mission and Crossover intersection. You know, so I live out towards Goshen. Is it feasible for me to even try to bike to work? I mean, here we are in the KUAF studios downtown Fayetteville.
Right.
It takes me 20 minutes to drive here.
It's the experience that you are comfortable with that's important to start. If you are not a daily cyclist and you want to make a commute on that kind of a route, number one, look for those side streets. They add miles, but they are so much more pleasurable. A less trafficked, more level, and much more comfortable route can be found. There's no need for bicycling to be a grueling and painful journey, so we would... As a service to the community, we would love to solve some of those challenges. And then if there's truly a bottleneck, like perhaps on the far side of Crossover there can be, we like to bring those concerns and encourage citizens to bring those concerns to the Fayetteville Active Transportation Committee. That's what its purpose is. It's designed to hear citizen concerns.
Are there other things going on? You're going to be at the Bike Coalition of the Ozarks is going to be at the – Fayetteville Public Schools throughout the month of May, right? Doing education.
Yeah, we'll be finishing up at Owl Creek. The fifth grade at Owl Creek is just beginning now, and then we'll move on to Happy Hollow after that. Yeah, we'll have the Bicycle Commuter Challenge, and we'll also be trying to we're going to do a urban family ride that's going to be connected to the Bicycle Benefits Program, where those businesses offer discounts, and we'll be visiting some of those bike benefits. Intention at this point is to actually stop long enough at some of these businesses that someone could take advantage of their discount offer.
Eat lunch or shop. Or
and some of the new cyclists might need to buy their stickers at these businesses. And we were thinking during that time we could even offer, you know, here's hands-on how to change a flat. It happens on the road, you know, and offer some of the empowering skills, the same things that we are offering to the kids in school. We want the adults to be able to keep up. Yeah. Or the kids. I mean, anyone can come along for the ride. We offer family-friendly rides, and no one's left behind.